Blog Talk Radio.
Really want you to get close to me, so won't you dance with me, dance with me.
You know that's what I'm talking about. It's New Year's. If you ain't at home dancing, you got a problem. Let's go. This is the diary. This is Black People Business Wednesday on New Year's. And we partying like we always supposed to party. It's the New Year. So we're going to start the New Year feeling good and doing what we supposed to. And today we're talking about the misabuse. What are we talking about? Something about power and the misuse of it. You know, and we are the power. You are the power. The simple fact that you were born with a brain as a man, a thinking man, God gave you the power. Okay. We playing a little music, as we always do, because my daddy used to say, music soothes a savage beast. Okay. So when you're in there acting like a goddamn fool, go play some music. Basically is what he was trying to tell us as children. Thank God for my parents. Like I said this morning, when I think about what's good in my life and what's great, I first have to thank my God and the God that made me and the God that lives inside me. And then always, I have to thank my mama and my daddy because they took their job seriously. They said, I got a daughter named Stacy, and I'm going to do what I need to do to make sure she's a responsible adult when we long gone. Because we know we're going to be long gone and she's still going to be around. Okay? Oh, that's a perfect song for my mom and dad. They were heroes in my life. It's all good. And I want to be somebody's hero. You can be somebody's hero if you use your power right. And quit listening to what pastors are trying to tell you. When Jesus was preaching to his people, look inside you and be strong. That's where Jesus said the power is. This is a song. A hero lies in you, nigga, not the nigga at church. Although church is good because I listen to it. It's a long road, all right? You face the world alone, nigga. That's what I'm trying to tell my people. Two is better than one in any situation. So I know I'm hard to deal with, but I'm a one that got resources. Shit, give me a nigga with some resources. I'll deal with you. Everybody's so selfish. They'd rather not have shit in order to just be not shit. But when a hero comes along, and then a hero comes along, and you realize when you're about 40 that you are the hero. Everything's inside of you, and you've been misusing your power for 40 fucking years. And if you're really searching for God, you're going to find him. So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside your ass and be strong. Then you'll finally see the truth that the hero lies in you. That's what God made us to realize in our lifetime, okay? And Mariah puts it so nicely, as only Mariah can. Quit having so much sex with that little boy and sing some more songs for it. All right? I say that every day. Quit having sex with that little boy. Alright, I was having sex with little boys, and I had two handsome sons, okay? Quit having sex with that little boy. Sing for us, Mariah, okay? Somebody tell Mariah, okay? I'm jealous. Anyway, no, I can't allow myself to be jealous because that's not on the spectrum of what's good. God made Stacy so sexy. Oh, and that's my goal this year. That's my New Year's resolution. Five people going to fall in love with me. And I'm going to keep three of them. You feel me? Because all six of us can't fit in the Corvette. I mean, we just really can't. And it's only two at a time. You feel me? That's the kind of shit you need to be talking about because that's the power you have inside. The desire to do a thing is the power within you that God is telling you that you can do it. Misuse of your power. When you go to church, church focuses on the things that you cannot do. You know, to sin is to break the universal laws that God designed for us to prosper. And one of the most and the biggest is that life demands
life demands, just because you're alive, it's inherent to you to grow. Everything that is living has an inherent desire to grow. And if you're not growing, you're sinning. You're breaking. If we're poor, some of the great philosophers in the world say, if you're poor, you're sinning. And poverty is a backward mental state of mind. You know what I mean? So if you're alive, you're supposed to be growing. And the misuse of your power is that if you're not growing, you're misusing your power. If you're not receiving word in a way where it helps you grow, you're misusing your power. Everybody that's upset and frustrated about, I'm tired of arguing, girl. Okay, there we go. Freaky. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to do that. Because when you do that, arguing is really, you're faced with something about yourself you don't like. So it's causing you beef. So, you know, that's what that is. But back to misuse, that's a misuse of your power. Because this is just some things you need to think about for the new year. Well, I don't even know where I was. The music throws me off. Freedom is not free. To be able to think in this way, you have to be alone a lot. You have to get your mind right, and that's where it starts. In order to use your power right, you got to understand that you have it and that it doesn't come from an outer source, that it comes from within. And in order to do that, you know, Jesus talked about thieves and robbers, and that is... That's us. That's us. That's our thinking. Everything that Jesus was talking about, he was talking about our consciousness and getting to a higher level of that. So when he talked about the thief and the robber, those are the negative thoughts that you carry that takes you out of alignment with the highest of the virtues, which is love. You know, to misuse your power is to not understand that when you hate someone, you really, everything that you put out, I mean, as a man soweth, so shall he receive. Yes. Am I supposed to change? Or are you supposed to change? You know what? Everybody is supposed to adjust themselves for the situation. And that's how relationships get better. Now, I'm gonna base everything on whatever song comes up, okay, today. No. But the thief and the robber, that's your negative feelings that's stealing your life from you. I mean, that's what Jesus was teaching about. He wasn't teaching about physical things. He was teaching about your subconscious and your conscious mind. He was trying to take you to a higher level of enlightenment. And this year is supposed to be the year that we begin to focus on spirituality and bringing ourselves to a higher level. That's why this is, everybody's like, oh, this is a year of love. And it's like, that's why I just feel like good. Because as much as you try to fight the feeling of love for things and people and situations and trying to bring that out in you, you can't fight it because that's who you are. So if it's really who you are, it's going to really come out. And it's really coming out in my case. Although I'm a rough kind of person, I'm tough lovish. But, hey, I mean, I'm so with what's going on. And I've been able to see myself go sleep in my car last year and totally be happy with that, with a pocket full of money. And you're like, oh, you're crazy. No, it's when you come so in tune with who you are and who God is and knowing that, you know what, there's some people sleeping outside, they ain't sleeping in a Cadillac with a pocket full of money. Why are you? Because you did something different. All of us are called to a particular purpose. We need to get in that car with that pocket of money and figure out what the fuck God, what's the intention. You know, we focus so much on the outer of everything that our whole world is clouded with what we see and not realizing the true, only those things that are good are things that really don't deteriorate, that don't get old, that don't break down. And that's you. That's your incest love and goodness and kindness and relationships. Those are the things that are really important. So when we misuse the power, we don't understand what we were created for, and we don't understand how we were created. We don't understand how we were created. We just don't. In church, the role of a spiritual leader is to let you know the truth
about how you're created and how you work, and that's what Jesus came to do. He was the ultimate in spiritual leaders. Those weren't miracles in any other way than you can perform the same thing today. Jesus was able to heal people because Jesus was able to get people to think on a higher consciousness about their health. Jesus was able to get people to think, see yourself healthy. That is the belief. When you believe, that means you have consciously taken into your vision, into your mind, the belief, the vision of what you're believing. So Jesus was able to take people to that level, that higher level of consciousness that we all are able to go. So when you don't have money, you're not supposed to think about your lack of money. In order to fix your lack of money, you're supposed to influx your everything with the feeling, that higher consciousness level of wealth. When you feel your soul and your dreams and your visions and your prayers and your thoughts and your words with the feeling of what you want, with emotion and love, that's why the highest of the emotions is love. So if you love, if you're feeling a loving feeling for wealth, God will bring wealth to you because you're infusing that emotion into your subconscious, into your higher level. And the universe has no other way to deal with that other than to bring you what you have put into your subconscious. So if you're putting in, oh, I'm broke, I mean, some of the places I've stayed in this year, oh, my God, if I focus on what they really look like, so regardless of how much I paid for the goddamn places, I'd be done. But I focus on, first of all, I ain't outside, and that's a wonderful thing. And I did all this by myself. You know, I said, ooh, wow. I said, ooh. I mean, you know, that's just, I focus on the things that he's brought me from, not the things, I mean, not what I'm physically in. You have to deny the senses and infuse your mind and thinking with a higher level. When they say higher consciousness, that's not some crazy thing for people born in the 60s, okay? That is a thing that Jesus tried to make us aware of, that there is such a place, and in that place there's everything you've ever dreamed of. So the misuse of power is to go to church every day and feel guilty. The misuse of power for pastors, I think today, is to go there and talk about anything but other than making you, helping you get to that level of consciousness where you understand that the God that we seek is within us. And we come to this beautiful church made of stone and glass to have this corporate anointing or this corporate prayer because, yeah, the Bible said if two are to agree. But really what Jesus meant when if two are to agree, it's your two levels of your consciousness. He wasn't talking about two human beings. Good luck trying to find two niggas that still agree. Your shit all fucked up because you waiting for another nigga to agree with your plan. You feel me? God didn't leave our salvation on the hands of another man. He gave it to us. Him, us. He made us. He made us. He's in us. So if two are to agree, that's your subconscious and conscious level within you. Those two things have to agree, okay? Which means you can't pray for wonderful things and then act like a dick, okay? That's not your subconscious and conscious level agreeing. You can't freaking go to church on Sunday and ask God for all the wonderful things that God can provide, and then you wake up on Monday and you're selfish and shit. That is not two agreeing, and you have no zero power. You're misusing your power. Two. Let me show you what it means to have two agree. Your two, which God was talking about, Jesus was referring to, God is referring to, is your, pop that thing. What exactly is she popping when she pops that thing? I'd like to see that. Okay, let's get back to two levels. Okay, when two agree. When two are agreeing, your mouth is in line with your feelings when two agree.
So when I ask God, thank you for all your wonderful blessings, that when, and this is what I say, I have wisdom, I have knowledge of holy things. He prospers me in my labors, he makes abundant the fruits of my work. He protects me from the greed of my defrauders, and he enlightens me. He protects me from ambush, that's very important. And he gives me the prize for my third struggle, so I'll know that devotion to God is mightier than all else. I said that the day I walked out of my job in 2010. I have a card with it on January 5th, 2010, every day. So I expected my life to walk in line with my affirmation, with my confession. But then if I ask for those things and then I walk out and I do things that are other than what I've asked for, so if I'm not willing to think of other folks in the way that I think about myself, that's too not agreeing. You have to agree in spirit. You have to feel the thing that you're asking for. So if you want to be the greatest of whatever, you have to feel what that feels like now while you're asking God in prayer, in belief, and knowing that he's going to deliver to you. The golden rule, treat another as you treat yourself? Basically, yes. Okay? She popping the thing. Yeah. So, the golden rule, how you treat yourself? Treat other people like you treat yourself. So, misuse of power is the fact that you don't realize when you're out there hating on people, you're hating on yourself. The misuse of power in your own life is the fact that you are unfaithful to your wife. You just setting yourself up to be unfaithful. Somebody's going to be unfaithful to you. It may not be the new person you're messing around with, but it'd be something where you'll be in a situation where faithfulness will be called into play. Somebody not being whether it's your kids, robbing you, something. And then you have to go back and think, you know, as so as a man reaps, it shows shall he sow, and that's not just in, you know, money, that's everything. That shows so as you reap in your thoughts, so you will sow in your life. That's two parts. Your thinking, walking, sensing part directs your other part, okay? So the misuse of your power is not to understand that, okay? Now, God said, if I didn't allow you to use your power two ways, you wouldn't grow. If I didn't allow you to use your power in two ways, you would not grow. All of us have power, and we all have a choice. And I heard a perfect example. A young man wants to go to college. Well, one decides to work part-time, get the money to go. The other one decides to sell drugs and go. Well, they're both going to college are virtuous deals. They're virtuous ideas. They're ideas that you would want. Because as living human beings, we always want something better. So the fact that you want to go to school, a young man wants to go to college, that's part of who we are. We want to get better in every way. But it's the way that we choose to do it that may fuck us over. So the one that envisioned himself as the college graduate and did those things that are virtuous to get there, got there. The one that envisioned himself as a college graduate but did things other than virtuous things didn't get there because he basically used his power in the wrong way. I mean, we all have choices, and the choices is how we use our power, because we most definitely have power. Any desire that you have is a power that God is trying to show you that you can do it. Now, you can misuse your power by not doing other things than virtuous things to get there, just like black people. That's what black people do every day. You know, all of that buying a I got that new whatever. You know, well, we set ourselves up as a people when we think that that's part of who we are. When we go to Walmart to buy something, which is, you know, I mean, that's how we keep money circulating in our lives, people. We buy stuff and we give our money away. You should always feel happy when you have a dollar to give someone. Face it, have it, face up, and that's God's sign. That money circulating in your life. If money is not circulating in your life, just like your blood, that's just like that's a money, riches, health, good health, a lot of money, good relationships. Those are all promises from God. If all those things are constantly circulating in your life, then your life isn't healthy. And so you have to figure out why it's not healthy. If you don't have money circulating in your life isn't healthy. It doesn't have to be $1 billion, but it has to be the money that you need when you need it. And if you don't have the money that you need when you need it, then you have something's not right in your life. And I mean, and that's hard. Oh, I don't have because you're not thinking right. We have such fucked up views when it comes to money because we were the money. Okay, black people, you were the money. Okay, so we don't have a good vision when it comes to money. We don't have a good teacher when it comes to what to do with our money, how to think about money. Any black person with money got it so hoarded up or really overextending itself, making it by thinking, ain't. We don't have right views about money. Money should always be circulating in our lives, whether we're giving it or spending it for goods and services. You know, the level of your money is the level of what you have to offer to society. Okay? So if you don't have any money, guess what? You are not offering a goddamn thing to society. And figure it out. Use your power in a better way. Say, hey, God, ask questions. God is the smartest thing ever. And he gives us the answer because he's inside of us. If you get somewhere and not listen to this shit or the bumping shit, so get somewhere and get quiet. God has the answer to everything. We misuse our power because we go to everybody else instead of to God directly and say, hey, God, look, I got this. You get quiet, you get peaceful. That's why peace and quiet. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace, because if I have your peace, all the answers of the universe open up to a man that demands peace. Okay? We are humans. God made us in his image, not just to walk around and be dumb. Everybody can be Einstein if you so choose. You misusing your power because we're looking for love from this one, for money for that one, for good feelings for this. Oh, my mama didn't do that. My daddy didn't do that. My husband was this. Fuck all them. Because you was looking for them for it when it's right inside of you. That's how you misuse your power, when you look outside of yourself for everything. The power is in you. Feeling is the law. Okay? So however you feel is what you're going to, is law. Do you know how law, like I got a 12 on my cat, you know, I got that 12 in October. Okay? I could have been having a nigga sign my title right in 2 months, but I didn't. Okay? I'm like, shit, it's 12. It ain't number 11. Okay? I got till 12. Shit, till yesterday came, I'm like, oh, shit, it's 12:31. They're going to be fucking with me. Thank God I know where the damn DMV is, where I'm at, okay? I'm going to be there at 8 o'clock tomorrow. I need a one. That's the law. So feeling is the law, okay? So however you feel, you're saying, hey, this is what I want. So if you have a feeling of brokenness, oh, I can't, I got to go to work tomorrow. I hate my boss. Guess what? I know for a fact, because I kept saying, I'm going to be out of here by my birthday. I'm going to be out of here by my birthday. Shit. I don't know how, but I was willing to do that because I have balls enough to believe in God that if he get me out of here, he got me something better. And he knew my desire not to work for these motherfuckers no more. I can't do corporate America because they don't care about people. They really don't. And I care about people, and that's so against my nature. I was like, I love this, being able to take care of myself, but there's got to be a better way where I can not hate the motherfuckers I'm talking to every day. And I know you hate me, too. For some reason, you hate me. But I always spoke truth to power, and they never liked that shit. You know, they're going to find a way to get rid of your ass if that's who you are. But you know what? God got you. You know, quit being scared about every goddamn thing. God didn't make us to be scared. Fear is a... I was saying, I wrote that shit down, and that's a good thing. Fear is the signal for action. Okay? So if you fear anything, that means get up and do something about that shit. A robber coming to your house, you scared. You going to sit there and let that motherfucker just come get you. I'm going to pick up a TV, and it's going to be in his head. Nigga, you better hold me. Hey, you better come with me. Hey. I'm going to pick up the TV. I'm going to, okay, it's going to be some shit up in here. Fear is a signal for action. So don't fear a thing. Don't fear a motherfucker, because what you fear comes upon you, okay? So if you fear something, it's coming. Just sit there and wait for that. But it's a signal for action, okay? Get your ass up. Source, God is your source, okay, for everything. God is your source. That's what you wake your ass up every day before you go. While you're drowsy and sleepy, please do this when you're drowsy and sleepy, because that's when your mind ain't thinking. All you, everybody that get high, when you at your highest point, you so high, you finna just fall asleep, start thinking, God is my supply. Start, just say the words wealth, health, and success. Just say those words because everybody can get that no matter what you do. Don't say, I am rich, because no, nigga, you're not. And you're not going to believe that, and your spirit's not going to accept it, and you're going to get worse. But you can say health, wealth, and success. Because we all should be getting up doing something, and we all should strive for that in whatever we're getting up and doing every day. I'm asking you, Lord, for more wealth in my business. I'm working. And what I say, I work every day. I make money when I work. Your mind works like a syllogism. Look it up, niggas. That means it will accept anything you put in. But you got, it's got to be acceptable to you. So it's acceptable for me to understand that. When I work, I make money. And I work every day. Therefore, the premise in my mind is I make money every day. If I work, and I make money when I work, and that's the premise, that's my major premise in my mind. Okay? And I work every day. Therefore, I make money every day. So the universe, that's stuck in my brain. And I say that before I go to bed, when I wake up, and when I smoke my joint, okay? Lord, you the supplier of everything. Okay? And my supply flows freely because you are within me. You made me. Life, your body will heal yourself if you fucking leave it alone. It won't even get sick if you leave it alone and continue to have that higher consciousness, right? That level of consciousness that says, I'm a healthy person. I'm a healthy person. That's the level of consciousness that you carry. And when you carry that, your body has to conform to that. I'm a wealthy person. You know, what I do makes money. I have a business and I make money. I work every day. And when I work, I make money. And I work every day. And I say, God, thank you that you give me the ability to work every day. That's how you put your power back in line. You put it between yourself and God. You say, hey, God, this is you, this is me, and you are in me. This is what you're giving me. And because you're alive, you have to grow. If you're not growing, what we got here? Let's see. The purpose of life is growth. Build a growth awareness. Okay? If you're boy, oh, I'm boy, I ain't got nothing to do. Because you know, you don't have a growth awareness. If you know that every day that you're going to be growing, then that means something needs to be getting done every day. You know, I wake myself up. You know, I have so much work to do. I can be bogged down for 4 days doing the same shit. Okay, well, let me take a shower. I'm like, oh, let me at least go take a shower. You know, every day. You know, at a certain time of day, that just wakes me up. The shower relaxes you, so the things that you're asking for probably come into play. They come into play when you're more relaxed. So I was like, okay, let me take a shower. But, sorry, let me get out of here. I got a plan to do something different. I got a plan to do something. I got paperwork that's been sitting there. It's got dusty. Let me do something different. Let me grow. I got to grow in some areas because you can't stay doing the same shit forever. So if you're bored, relationships is dead because it ain't growing. People get divorced because they stop growing together and apart and different separately. I mean, I'm sorry, I love you, but we're not stuck to each other so much to where we can be together for 50 fucking years and still be happy with each other. I'm sorry, that's not realistic. So, yeah, get divorced, okay, because that motherfucker was born 3 months after you married, let alone 30 years, okay? So, misuse of power, I got 90 seconds, I'll be back tomorrow talking the same stuff, but use your power wisely. It's a new year. Think differently. This is a year. This is a new millennium. This is where love and peace and goodness is supposed to rule, and it starts first within you before you can see it outside, okay? And get somebody to dance with them. If you don't dance with me, I'll kick you out of my house because I got gigs. You feel me? I love you. This is a diary. This is Black People Business. Wednesday, I don't even take a break no more because there's so much knowledge to spit to the people. Don't misuse your power. Understand it's within you. And remember what I say, nigga, love somebody because that is the only way that you are going to get some shit. All right? See you tomorrow. Peace. which one of you niggas let my beer freeze? How, what is, take the beer out of the freezer. Damn. You know,